With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jessica Everleth, the docuseries, is called Frogging. Frogging is such a benign word. It sounds like nothing terrible. Until you realize what that's really describing is somebody's hiding in your house. Somebody is there when you're not there. Somebody can either stay there and keep you from knowing that they're there, or they leave while you're there and immediately re-enter your home and live in it while you're not there. So when you're at work, when you're away for a weekend, wherever it is, they know your schedule. Or I'm sure they even have ones that, like where people live in the attic. We've all seen that online. I always thought it was just fake, that you find a place, there's a secret space that can be accessed somehow, and there are people that have been living inside your house without you knowing.
Our next guest is an Emmy-nominated television producer who has worked on such projects as Surviving R. Kelly and Joe Exotic, Tiger's Lies and Cover Up, as well as such shows as House Hunters, Catfish, and many more. And on July 18th, you can watch her latest project, the Lifetime series, Frogging, Hider in My House. Please welcome Jessica Everleth.
Hey, Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hi, Johnny. Good to be here.
Are you on speakerphone?
I am not. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. It just sounded a little hollow. I'm just fascinated by this idea. We've all seen it online. The idea that there's an intruder in your house, worse, living in your house, using your house, lounging around your house. But I always figured it was some kind of a Facebook video, you know, a snope. It was just something people make up because it sounds like a scary story around a campfire.
I know, exactly. When I first signed on to do the show, I thought, how many are we going to find? Maybe like 5, 10 of these stories, but we found close to 200 quickly.
And these are... by the way, the term frogging doesn't sell it right. You know what I mean? I know that's the term,
no.
But it seems a bit benign.
It does. I think when I looked it up, I think even the Urban Dictionary had it as frogging means a person who jumps from place to place like a frog, but it's spelled with a PH instead.
Yeah.
So,
no,
yeah.
I would have named it Dead Mother Effer in the Closet. Because this is real. Like one of the first stories that's on there, it's Brittany Campbell from in Hawaii. Now, her and her husband leave the island for a week, and they return to find a crazy bastard living in the house, but he believes he lives there. He's completely insane. He's left notes about medical experiments and surgeries he plans to try. And so what happens with that?
Well, that was shocking when they returned home. And when they found out, when the police came and they finally got him out, they realized he had been there for weeks, possibly, living in their attic crawl space, watching everything they were doing. They found notes on their home computers about all the surgeries he wanted to perform on them.
On them?
So, but on them, yeah, on the whole family. It was terrifying. So they're lucky, you know, they're okay. They were alive, that he didn't attack them in their sleep or something worse happened. But yeah, that was one of the most scary ones.
How did they find him? How did he go from being hidden to them finding him?
Well, I think he was at the front door. When they returned home, they tried to get in the house and he was inside the house trying to push them back. Otherwise, he was undetected for weeks, even though they were hearing noises, they heard doors open and close. They didn't see anything out of place or wrong. You know, I know, it's terrifying.
I'm not a squeamish or nervous guy, really, but that's the kind of thing you go, God dang. I mean, because it really does happen. It's not just a made-up Facebook video. This, we're talking about the Madison Gridney of North Carolina. Her clothes were disappearing, and she found, well, the creepiest thing, because this is where it does sound like a campfire story, the handprint on the mirror.
Exactly. Exactly. And she thought she had a ghost, which is kind of interesting. That was one of the most interesting things about doing the show, is that most people were willing to believe that their house was haunted before they would jump to the conclusion that an intruder was there.
Yeah.
So they all thought they had a ghost first.
So she keeps going, like, why are my clothes disappearing? But she walks in, she looks in the mirror, and I'm sure it fogged up when she was taking a shower, and she realizes there's a handprint that in no way is her hand. My obviously going to be much bigger.
Right. And, you know, blonde hair in the bathtub, a dirty ring in the bathtub, a dirty man's handprint in the bathroom.
Mm. How did that end?
They thought she finally caught him in the closet when she came home from work early.
Yeah. Again, the name of the show would be Dead Mother Effer in the Closet. That would be like...
Yeah, when somebody breaks their routine and comes home early, that's usually when the frogger is detected.
And this happens to celebrities, too. J-Lo.
It does. Yes. When people are out of town, it's not, and again, it's not squatting. This is when somebody is living there while you're living there, but they're living there undetected.
And so she has a big house, and she has a pool house. Mm-hmm. So you can live in a pool house, and nobody would know, because, oh, it's not even attached to your house.
Right, exactly.
That's just, it is crazy when you start shooting this documentary. Did you understand how often this happens? How many times people can find a hidden space and somehow access into your world?
No, again, when we got into the research, I had no idea it was this common. So we found 200 cases, like, immediately around the country
and
of cases.
With all these new cameras and rings and Nest, and inside and outside, that's got to be the creepiest footage in the world. Like, I'm sure that catches people when you know, I've got one that is on the outside of my house and also faces the inside of my front door and the downstairs stairs, because I want to know if somebody enters my house when I'm gone. And
yeah, that's
how scary when you see that footage of somebody inside your house creeping around.
Exactly. That's like the season finale, the last episode for the season. We have a ring camera incident. It's actually not a ring camera, but... somebody caught a frogger on the staircase. Somebody had been in the house for hours, possibly days.
And did any of these end in tragedy, or did they all end up okay?
All of these stories end up okay. The people end up okay because these are first-person storytellers telling what happened to, what happened in their own home. But they're very scary close encounters. Some of them could have ended tragically, but thankfully everyone was all right. But the first few stories in the season are pretty scary.
What was the longest anybody had gone undetected that they realized later it had been much more than just days?
Months. It's the second episode, and there was a stalker, and this is a very, very scary episode that the intruder had been in the house watching them for months.
Months. And did they stay there when they were there? They weren't just leaving when they were home and then coming back when they knew their schedule. They were hiding somehow inside the house and could see them.
Yes. They entered through the basement and were just moving through the walls. They could hear them upstairs. They were hiding behind false walls in the house. So they went undetected for months.
And just think to yourself, how did they even know to go to that house? And then... how many houses did they go through before they found out there were false walls, that there was a place for them to really hide? And by the way, how would they watch them? How would they look at them?
They were removing electrical plates so they could peer in from the other side and watch people.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, or drilling holes in walls. Yeah, but some of these are stalking stories. So in this case, in this episode, the second episode, it was a stalker who was watching the family.
Oh, and they were hiding... They could hide and look at them. So you'd take the electrical box off the back of the outlet, and you could just look through the slots in the outlet.
Yep.
See,
exactly.
Yeah. Now I'm going to be staring at my goddamn electrical outlets.
from the ceiling, too, that we have a few of those where somebody's accessing through the roof and over, it's a roof that adjoins several apartments. They walk over to another unit and then start watching people.
Yeah, I've heard about that a bunch in those apartments. And you can see through those air returns, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think everyone's going to be checking their crawl spaces, their attics, their basements, and they should after watching this.
How do you? What about you? When you do all this, you hear these stories, you put this all together, Jessica. If you're just joining the show, Jessica Everleth is the executive producer for this new docuseries called Frogging, Hider My House, debuting the 18th of July on Lifetime. And did it freak you out, like, at your own house?
Oh, yes, yes. Any little noise, I'm like, I'm going to open every door. I'm going to check every closet, the attic, the crawl space. Yes, absolutely.
I love this.
And I highly recommend everyone else should, too.
Yeah, no, I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to check my house, and I'm going to double lock everything because it just it creeps me out. I'm not afraid of people. I'm definitely afraid of creepy people just hiding out in your house like that.
Exactly.
Again, frogging does not cover it. Dead mother effer in the closet's what I would. That's going to be called the chapter of mine.
Exactly.
All right. Listen, Jessica, good to meet you, and I can't wait to see this.
Thank you so much. All right. Appreciate your time.
Stay right there. Hold on a second. I would absolutely watch that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That creeps me out to no end. I don't even have an attic. Like, there's nowhere for someone to hide in my house. My house literally doesn't have an attic.
Mm-hmm. I've got a small one, but I will probably check it now.
Yeah. The whole time we're talking, I'm doing a metal walkthrough in my house.
I
was like, man, where could you hide if you were in my house? I was like, theoretically, you could hide. You could break through a closet, and there's an underspace and stairs. I was like, you could do that if you had to. Because the way the stairs are in my house to go upstairs, if you wanted to, the closet on one side of my bedroom, if you broke through that wall, that would be the understair.
Okay.
So I'll probably look in that closet today.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's how my father felt at some point when he just saw the four boys. How'd you get here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.